Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, continuing here. Football Friday. Don't get it twisted. That's what we're doing every single week this time of year, obviously. And we'd be excited to have this conversation. Joining us on the River Islands guest line, JT O'Sullivan, not only a former Niners quarterback, but how's the QB school going, man? I that I love the videos. How's it all going?
I mean, there's never been a better time to be a content creator, y'all. Everybody's an all-22 expert. I love it out there.
Totally.
Is there competition amongst you all? Like, do you see some of these other creators and you're like, man, they don't know what they're talking about. Come on.
I honestly don't think there is. I don't know how the other guys do it, but I do a pretty decent job of making sure that the first opinion I give is my opinion. So it's kind of nice to stay out of those waters, but it's one of those things where so many people are doing it. I just appreciate that it feels like it's elevated the discourse around ball, and I enjoy that part of it.
That's a good answer. I agree with you completely. And so let's get your opinion first on this. And in fact, I saw Steve Young say it recently. He said that whoever you are as a quarterback, you're probably at your best if you're playing for Kyle Shanahan, at least in today's NFL. Do you agree with that statement and why?
I don't know if I agree with that statement. I would say that Kyle Shanahan does an outstanding job of getting his quarterbacks to do what he wants them to do, and that's often at a very high level and a very good output for the team. You know, I'm not sure if all quarterbacks across the league would necessarily thrive with their style in that system. I think Kyle's certainly a good enough play caller and offensive architect to make sure that they have high level of success. But to say that, you know, a lot of guys want to go in there and do necessarily the pure progression, do it exactly how he wants it done every single play is probably tough on some guys. So it's one of those things where, you know, if you're just dropping into a bucket, any quarterback, and you got a chance to say this guy or anybody else, yeah, Kyle is absolutely, you know, near the top of the list to go in there and have some success.
And when you look at the tape, especially from last week, Mac Jones, is he a guy that fits the bill of what Kyle's looking for? How much is he similar in that way to Brock Purdy?
I mean, wasn't this the story a couple years ago, too? I mean, this is pretty wild that it's come full circle to now Mac is the guy who's playing. I want to say this about this, because I think this does a few things. It shows that Mac Jones is certainly more than capable of being an NFL quarterback and going out there and running a good offense at a high level. I think it also highlights what Brock does really well, and maybe was a blind spot for Kyle and company as far as the ability to create and extend and do the things that Brock does really well, and that can kind of make this offense better. Not that it's not already good without him, but he does some things really well. He throws those intermediate touch throws as well as anybody in the league. And so you see Mac Jones go out there and be certainly competent at some of them, but not as consistent as Brock is. And so you layer those things together and kind of the quickness, the agility that Brock has in the pocket. And it's a pretty cool skill set for Brock Purdy and the Niners to have for a long time. Even, you know, you hopefully want him to be healthy, but it's one of those things where he brings a unique skill set to it. And you know, to your point earlier, just about any quarterback feels like they can go in there and have some success when you do what Kyle wants you to do.
JT O'Sullivan with us. Here's one thing I want to sort of wrap with you about, though, on this one. How much do we take from one football game? In other words, now I'm hearing a whole lot of, well, Matt can do this and Matt can do that under Kyle Shanahan. Maybe. He certainly did one time. Do you take that to mean that's how it will look? Or can we just say, hey, that's one game, let's see it again?
I think you try to do a good job of understanding it's a small sample size. You know, I think that, you know, you don't have to go back very far, though, to Mac Jones's rookie year to realize he can do this. You know, I don't think it has to be one or the other. I think, you know, we'll see how the Saints season progresses, but they're not necessarily trending to be one of the best teams in the league. So if he gets an opportunity to keep playing and play against better defenses, you know, it'll be one of those things where it'll sort itself out. But I think you can celebrate Mac Jones coming into a new situation, playing well, getting the win on the road, you know, getting to 2-0 and realizing like, all right, you know, let's pump the brakes on, you know, anointing maybe a quarterback competition or something silly like that and just say, this is great to have a backup that seems really competent and let's see how he does the rest of the way.
And how much can you really learn and benefit, even if it's only one start? And I'm thinking about Sam Darnold when he was here, then he went on and had a great year in Minnesota. Was he able to really improve that much with mental reps and just practice time?
I think it's probably all of the above. You know, so much of playing quarterback, context matters, organization matters, system matters, who you're surrounded with matters. But also, you know, if you ask Sam and he was being honest, he probably would say he learned a lot from being in that system and seeing how Kyle and company operates and teach concepts and play and practice and all those things. And then he got an opportunity in another situation with another great play caller and another great, you know, cast of Avengers to go out there and play offense at a really high level. So it's one of those things where I think, you know, it's so much of it is situationally important, but man, you know, I it doesn't take away from the fact that this league is so reactionary. You have so much time in between games. It's early in the year. You know, it's a small sample size for everybody across the league. And so you're trying to make all these kind of, you know, overlapping, huge, grasping kind of takeaways. And in reality, you just have to say, hey, that was a nice game, nice win on the road. Now let's on to the next.
JT, I have to get a sense, and this was based on a text exchange you and I had a number of weeks ago. It felt to me like you were a little skeptical that the Niners were going to do well, at least if this injury to Brock was a lengthy period, if it dragged on 3, 4, 5 weeks. Is that fair? Is that how you felt when the injury first got announced?
I mean, I would say it's still how I feel. You know, I think I would feel like if this is a sustained thing and they don't have Brock Purdy moving forward for the season or for a long stretch, it's going to be hard for them to be their best version of themselves. You add in, you know, the injury to Kittle, them not being already full strength on the perimeter, you know, all those types of things. I think it's going to be a lot harder to win than you have a guy who's a, you know, I don't know how much he's making now, but $50+ million a year quarterback to go out there and run your system that he knows how to run at a high level for many years. You're going to have a drop off. And so it's one of those things you hope, you know, you can survive this, whatever time stretch it is without him. And then when he comes back, you want him to be healthy. You want him to be the best version of himself. You don't want him to be 75% of himself, because so much of what Brock does is with his feet, with his capacity to extend and his quickness and those types of things that, you know, it's one of those things where you know, you're hopeful that they can keep it going, but I don't think anybody would think, yeah, we're just going to operate at the same hum with our backup quarterback in there and all sorts of injuries on the perimeter.
And also having so many new players coming in, and you mentioned George Kittle out, and you had a couple of tight ends get their first touchdowns of the year. As a quarterback, how much of an adjustment is it to throw to different people?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge factor. You know, that's why you see the continuity as such an important aspect across the league, whether it's coaches, players, relationships, the timing, the offseason. All those things are banked reps that come into play when it matters most. And so, you know, I don't think anybody's going to say September football matters most, but the wins at the start of the year count the same as the wins at the end of the year. So it's important to start stacking those things up and doing whatever it takes. You know, that kind of next men up mentality, that's part of being part of a successful team and organization. But at the same standpoint, you know, we're trying to win the Super Bowl. And so those types of things with that projection, that kind of championship, kind of long-term view, you know, it's one of those things where we need everybody healthy to do that.
JT O'Sullivan with us here, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. JT, I look at the dreaded questionable tag, and I wonder, this situation, like many others, everybody wants to balance, hey, we want our best out there, but we want to make sure our best stays out there long term. Can you relate to this? What do you sort of see when the Niners have a decision like this in front of them?
Yeah, it's easy for me or for us not in the building to default to the long-term best interests of the organization, the team, and the player. I think it's a hell of a lot harder when you're that player or you're that team and you got a chance where you feel like, yeah, I could go out there and help my team win and not necessarily balance the long-term benefit of, and it'd be a lot better if I just got another, 10 days of rest. So it's one of those things where you do have to have the capacity to have that kind of zoom out and have a wider lens view. But if you're the player, it's tough. Everybody kind of tolerates pain at a different level. Everybody kind of can adapt their game depending on the injury to a different level. I can tell you that I've played with what I would classify as kind of tough high ankle sprains, and it's tough. You just feel like you're wearing a boot out there. You can't be yourself. And it's one of those things where as a competitor, you want to be out there. But at the same time, looking back, you're like, man, I definitely wasn't playing necessarily at my best. But also, I'm not going to, come off the field either. So it's a fine line where sometimes I feel like the player, doesn't necessarily give you the best feel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Feedback as far as are they ready to go or not. That's why you got to trust your coaches, trust the team, the medical team, and hopefully have the best long-term perspective that you possibly can.
Yeah, because if he does play, he'll be wearing some sort of a brace in his toe or a plate or orthotics or something there that would affect him. When you start dealing with the feet, obviously, mobility is a big issue, but what other challenges do you have as a quarterback when you're dealing with something with your foot?
Well, it's tough because a lot of people associate playing quarterback, with your arm and with your head and the processing, but so much of playing quarterback is from the ground up, from the feet up. You hear guys talk about it a little bit more now as far as it being able to generate your force or your torque from the ability to drive into the ground, and so it can really be a huge factor. Again, it's one of those things. I think of guys who would be like prototypical guys like Steve McNair, who basically played every game of his NFL career seemingly with some sort of significant injury where it didn't necessarily impact him as much. But the game has changed. The space has changed. The ability to extend for so many of these guys is such a huge factor in what they do play in the position that, it's hard to say till you're out there and you're able to kind of see like, oh, I can tolerate this or I can't tolerate this. And hopefully during the week they can find out and get a realistic snapshot of what he can do.
JT, beyond the obvious, I know he's quick and really hard to bring down, but what's your take on Kyler Murray and the level he's playing at?
I mean, he's been an enigma for the league for a long time. I feel like Arizona doesn't really get the national exposure that a lot of these other organizations do. But what they're doing as an organization, as a team, I think it's pretty cool across the board. You know, they do some things where they move him and he creates, and that tight end that they have there provides a lot of problems for a lot of teams. And if they can, you know, it's easy to say, hey, let's just keep him in the pocket and make him be a pocket passer. Well, you go out there and try to tackle Kyler Murray in space. You know, it's just one of those things where it almost feels like Sonic the Hedgehog running away from you. And you just try to, you know, stay in his way and hopefully, you know, make him beat you from the pocket. And, you know, hopefully over the course of the game, you know, you can – it's always funny to me when you hear people say, oh, we'll just spy him. Well, yeah, do you have a spy who can catch Kyler Murray in open space? Like, it's pretty hard to do. And so you got to have a plan. You got to have some significant discipline at the first level of the defense with your rush lanes. And then you got to make life tough on him and mix up the looks and make it difficult for him.
And also you have to contend with the zone read, the read option game that they seemingly run still consistently pretty well as a defense. When you see that and the quarterback's doing that, how big of a challenge is it, especially with Kyler Murray?
I mean, it's a huge challenge in the league. I think the league is getting better at the quote-unquote zone read defense, but I don't know if you guys watched the game last night, there were a number of instances where the Dolphins had the perfect call versus zone read. They had two defenders, one for the back, one for the quarterback, and Josh just flips it out to the pitch man and gets a huge chunk, gets a touchdown. And so it just spreads the defense horizontally and puts so much stress on the defense that as long as the quarterback's making the right decisions, there really is no answer. The answer is you have to play zero, and no one wants to play zero consistently in the league.
Okay, you referenced last night. It's a perfect time to do this. I was looking forward to asking you this because it's a conversation Dibs and I were having earlier in the week. Let's pretend you're an NFL GM. All the rosters are totally empty, and right now we're focusing on QBs, obviously, because that's who you are, and that's who would go first anyway. You've got the number one pick in the draft. You can have any QB. Talk to me. Who do you got?
I mean, I think it has to be Josh Allen, if we're being totally honest. You know, I think it'd be hard not to pick Patrick Mahomes, but, you know, I don't think you could go wrong with Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert. You know, I think that they're those four guys kind of stand alone right now for me as far as the tip of the spear, just as far as age as well. You know, there are guys who have done it really at a high level for a long time that are maybe a little longer in the tooth. But, I mean, the position is at such a special spot at the very top of those lists that all those guys are just world-class. But it's fun to watch Josh just because I feel like he's a unique story because of what he did early in his career and the improvement he made. Really kind of put the league kind of twisted, spun it on its head and said, oh my God, these guys can get better at throwing the ball. You know, is that an anomaly or is that just Josh Allen? And it's starting to look like that's just Josh Allen.
So JT, what if we put you on the clock though with the second pick?
Yeah,
all right, Josh is off the board. I get it. They're all good. But like, who's number two?
This is big now, JT, because we got into it and it got ugly yesterday on the air.
All right, I'll give you my two and then you guys have to give me your two.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say it would be hard for me not to pick Lamar Jackson. I think he brings a unique skill set, and I like unique skill sets at the top of those things as differentiators. I think you could absolutely make the argument that the way Justin Herbert is playing right now, he is as good or better than anybody else in the league. You know, I don't know who else you would go with right there. Who was your guy sliding?
Because I was saying Mahomes yesterday, and my partner here, Mark Willard, was saying Lamar. We both took Josh, so it's unanimous. But, yeah, you got Mahomes sliding, huh?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where those other guys seemingly have elevated their play to maybe where that Chiefs offense has, for whatever reason, struggled. You know, and I'm falling into my own bias about – you know, the recency bias. But the reality is Mahomes has always played at such an elite level when it matters most that it'd be hard to go against him. But I just feel like Justin Herbert is off to such a strong start this year. I mean, he looks like a unicorn. I mean, the guy's, you know, been close to that range for a long time. But what he can do with the ball, driving the ball down the field, is pretty spectacular.
Yeah, and by the way, a name that did not come up there, and I don't know if it's because he went down last week or what, but no mention of Joe Burrow. Like, what's your thought there, and what's the drop-off from him to Jake Browning, who we have seen before?
I mean, I think Jake Browning has come in and played well in spurts in the past. You know, I think Joe Burrow is one of the elite throwers in the game, but just like a handful of other guys, you know, you'll often hear that the best ability is your availability. And it's one of those things where, you know, for whatever reason, whether it's the protection up there or how they are running their offense or what they ask Joe to do or the hits that he takes, he just hasn't been able to survive that organization. And that organization, you know, this is not a newsflash, but it's been a dumpster fire for a long time. And so, you know, it's a bummer to see Joe not be able to stay healthy. But it's one of those things where that is part of playing quarterback. You know, you have to be available out there, and you look across the guys who have been, you know, the top of the tier for a long time. They're out there, you know, answering the bell every single Sunday.
JT, great stuff, man. That's we love it. That's why we call, and thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
You too. JT O'Sullivan, the QB School on YouTube.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.